across Maya is a violent sickness altering the very form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the Anvil, human cleric, and Ravi, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for The Great Old Ones.
After a long night's watch and an encounter with some particularly hungry winged serpents, our party gathers itself together to continue on their trek on the bridge over the ocean of pink ooze.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll ride it into the hook.
It will not go into the hut.
Shall we kill it for supplies?
For food?
It's going to be no use to us. It's going to die out here once we leave it.
What is our food situation, by the way? I mean,
we've been eating off free tables that materialize food.
That's true.
And trail rations.
I don't see a lot of trail rations on character sheets. I'm just saying.
I know it was on the old character sheet. I don't think I transferred it over.
I know in the first game you guys had food, and I know that you've stopped to eat twice from the rations. You stopped to eat from other things, like the magic table and stuff, multiple times. But you stopped to eat from the rations twice, which would put you down to, I want to say, like 9 meals. And because you were fed at the Hag's Hut as well. So you're not starving, but your food situation, depending on how long it is to travel from where you are across this giant bridge, through the city of Yig, up the passage into the northern teeth, or the teeth of the world, back down south to try to get to Veronia, to Mr. Hagrith, the Lord of Chains.
We're doing the math and we need food.
Yeah,
hey, look, well, I'm just saying,
if we...
Let's drink jerky.
We don't have time to make jerky, but if I were to get this thing, could you fry it up for us when you wake up, Ravy?
Yeah, sure. I can make a fire if that's what you're asking.
I don't know what you'd make what a fire killing? Out of out here. I mean, the barrels. You could light the barrels.
I have a forge with me, and I would assume I would have tinder and stuff to get it ignited.
Mm-hmm.
I got that covered. I wonder what winged serpent tastes like, though. No, but I mean, I would have to have, you know, a tinder and you know, flint and all that other stuff for making fire with me to be able to.
That's a starter. That's to start a fire. We need actual wood or something flammable to catch on fire. And looking around here, I'm not seeing anything.
Actually, there's a ton of barrels right in here.
Yeah.
We can do the barrels. All right.
Yeah.
We can have a scouting party too to check stuff out.
I'm a little worried about attracting the rest of these winged serpents if we were to make a fire out here too.
All it took
was her to say the F word.
No.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. No.
Was it me, or was it just the fact that there were four iguanas just sitting around looking tasty to these critters?
I want to clarify to the people at home and the party. She never said the name of the good folk. She spoke their language openly in the wild. So we'll just clarify that.
Nydia is still saying that maybe it's just the iguanas that were just sitting around that attracted them.
Yeah, clearly that had to be it.
You realize we owe everybody else another hour of watch now. Just pointing that out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
We're heading back to sleep.
Hour, should I?
All right.
And I'm going to reset my spell that I just burned.
I was going to say, yeah, you got to take into account anything that's been cast.
Have we been, resting over an hour?
It's probably been about an hour.
Okay, I kind of, like, want to point out, again. It's been an hour since we left.
So no, it's been more than that. You and I slept. It's just they've slept for an hour.
Yeah, the last... yeah, only the party inside currently. First watch was about 3 hours. Second watch has only been asleep for an hour.
Right. Before waking us up.
A good amount of time has passed, so it might be safe to say that the hags won that fight. Because that thing might have come straight after us. And that thing can move.
Should we go back and check?
I don't know, just in case I'm wrong.
Nydia is very much wanting to go back.
I think Matt has good logic. I think that we would have an Archon on our arses if it was not the case that they did not win. That being said, maybe both of them are just hurting right now, or maybe just one of them is just hurting right now. I think that they put enough of a dent in that battle in order to save us. So I think that should be the takeaway from that.
Plus, if we return, they might see us as the cause of them losing the friend.
Yes.
We kind of brought that thing down to them.
No, they didn't seem like that. That's what they thought. But they didn't seem angry with us that the Archon was there.
Yeah, but when we left, they didn't know their friend had fallen.
That still wasn't our doing.
People have different views on things when they're in pain, though.
I get that, and I know that I was a real jerk to them at first, but I don't think that they would blame us for that. They had enough anger at Archons to place that blame where it belongs.
Is there any form of magic you can use to contact them, like hag magic?
I don't have any way to contact hags like that.
It would be against their religion to blame us for it, by the way. It's, as I remember, Anton, they were servants of Volkos.
One was a servant of Volkos, one was a servant of Jorgen.
Okay. So if the Volkos person is alive, they understand. Right?
Yes.
You bring... Trouble comes to your door. The difference is, if your door is everywhere in the world, then trouble has to chase you.
You right? exist. You move through trouble.
Yeah.
I don't think we're in a position to go back anyway. We got one lizard left.
It's just 2 hours away. What if I got on this iguana and snuck back and to see what I could see and report back to you?
Well, I wouldn't let you go alone.
Yeah. Do you want to go rogue? Like, seriously?
I've been trying to be sneakier.
By calling down winged beasts from the sky.
Okay. No idea.
You're asleep.
I was going to say, I would love to interject in this conversation.
Yeah.
I would love to be part of this conversation. But I'm asleep. Can y'all shut up?
No, it's like real talk for the purposes of moving game forward. Like, I kind of think we should take an extra hour of watch and then let the third watch go, you know? My personal opinion, sorry, if I'm an asshole, right. My bad.
No, I mean, everybody makes their call. I'm with you. Yeah, I don't think you've said anything asshole-ish, my friend.
Thank you.
Because I'll call you out when you do.
Yeah, I know you will.
I'm going to have more candy. This shit is so good. The rest of the watch goes fairly uneventfully. Anybody doing anything like around the hut or to the hut or with the iguana during the rest of the watch?
Did we agree that it's time to kill the iguana so we can have food and use Ogun's tinder to light a fire and cook it?
I'm not part of that agreement.
Yeah, so if we're going to butcher anything, it's going to be the two winged serpents that came through, not the asset that we have, which is a moving mount.
How is it an asset now? Five people can't get on it.
Well, I've still got my food dog, so two of us can go ahead to scout.
So we get, like, maybe two people get on this thing, so that's four people, but we have...
Okay, if you want to eat an iguana, that's fine. Like, just point it out. Like, we can eat an iguana. We can eat an iguana right now. I'm just saying that the thing that moves faster and might come in handy in combat is probably the kind of thing that we should have with us.
Can I say something out of game?
Please, someone
has eaten both lizard and eel, my choice would be with the eel. And I guess the winged serpent would be closer to the eel.
No, winged serpent would be closer to a snake.
Oh, okay, rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And by the way,
lucky to get wings.
All of those damn things are delicious. And have you ever had fried, like, wings and fried chicken feet?
Oh, yeah.
Freaking delicious,
yeah,
by
it
the
is.
Way.
You're absolutely right. I love smoked eel, like Japanese-style smoked eel.
With unagi, right?
Yeah, it's like my wife's favorite.
Mm. You know why I know that? Because John Michael fed it to me. that's why I know that. Shit, you remember.
All right, okay. I'll start cutting up the snakes, and we can ask everybody else about the iguana. Because right now, I don't feel like it's that much of an asset if it's not gonna really allow the whole party to move on. We're as slow as the slowest member.
Well, I can still see that. I can see the value in having like some of our quicker members, like Scout. Like, you can throw Mativus and Allegan on there to scout ahead, since they're the quickest and smallest.
They also, do. It's a pack animal.
They do have them.
That anybody needs to be on it?
Okay. Snakes. I'm cutting up snakes.
All right. So the rest of the watch, you spend cutting up the snakes. The little otter with bat wings is chewing on the head of the smaller of the two serpent creatures. I mean, it's like really getting in there with its little teeth, like kind of biting and snapping, and it'll flap up and like land on it. And it's pouncing on it and trying to figure out like the best from the air tactics to attack this thing's head. Seems to really be paying attention to the eyes. So it's doing that. And the rest of second watch goes without a hitch. Third watch. Who's on third watch?
No, that I volunteered for it.
I'll stay as well.
All right. I'll again out. The dragon seems hyper and not like it wants to go to sleep.
Okay. I'll stay up with them.
Okay. It's just running around, making noises.
Wait, would this be our last opportunity to sleep? To
yes,
get our
it would.
Sleep? Okay, yeah. I will leave the dragon with Allegan.
Okay.
Go to sleep.
It's sitting on you, looking at you.
If you're okay with that.
Sure. If
Thanks.
I'm... if I'm, like, sitting and reading, is it, like... Is it trying to play with me, or?
Well, it's standing on its back feet and staring at you.
Don't let the flying snakes eat them.
Okay. I guess I just grab. I don't know. Are there any like small stones or?
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll just pick up a small stone and I'll just kind of try to get its attention, and then I'll toss it like, I don't know, 5-6 feet away.
So you're gonna play fetch with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it plays fetch. And I mean, that's what it's doing. It'll play fetch with you and distract you from doing anything else.
So I can't like have my book over here and then, you know, get the stone and...
You lived with Morpheus.
True.
That's my cat, everybody. The answer to that question is no. It wants your attention, like, undivided all the time.
All right. I guess I am playing with the dragon during the watch.
Third watch goes through. Waking everybody up. So we've got butchered snake.
Wakey wakey, eggs and snakey.
We've got a Allegan who, whatever Allegan seems for playing with his dragon for 3 hours.
Anton, can I go in and whatever this anti-corrosive material is, can I put a handful of it in my scarf?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Also, the quarterstaff. I'm going to add the quarterstaff to my sheet because, I mean, it
looks like... You pulled the quarterstaff out?
Mm-hmm.
Dead lizard or not? We've got Mativus, yes. Logoth, no.
Oh, no, I don't. I think we should keep it for now.
Oh, okay. So, two no's.
I vote on keeping it. It could be useful, or maybe we can sell it or trade it when we get back out into a town.
Or eat it later. It's much easier to eat a live thing and butcher it afterwards. You know?
Like, yeah.
Plus, I mean, who's turning that cauldron around for you?
I mean, also, we don't have any preservatives, no jars, no salt.
Right, right. We just decided about the iguana.
What are you doing with it?
Lizard steaks on the way.
Cool.
No, we're keeping it alive.
Oh.
On the way.
Yeah.
Dead iguana walking. I'd like more of that corrosive stuff, too, like Logoth got.
Let's talk about the quarterstaff first.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so the quarterstaff, the minute you touch it, you understand what it is and does. I'm going to put it into the chat and roll 20, okay? I'd like you to add it to your sheet. So, quarterstaff is... what's a quarterstaff? It's quarterstaff size. The end of it, it's a small quarterstaff. It's made of iron with a half-moon shape on the end. The half-moon shape mystically suspends an amethyst crystal in the space between the two points. So it's as if there's a crescent moon, and if someone was running an invisible line between the two points of the crescent moon, in the center there would be a small stone being held there by ionized energy. It's amethyst, and it's rotating.
I would probably never use this.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm pointing that out to everybody, right? It's martial artist. I'm looking over at you, Matthias, by the way. It is very effective against oozes or anybody that hates oozes. Also,
if I can't really use any other weapon or else my sword will get pissed off.
Okay.
Saying that.
I was curious about the staff.
Yeah, no, please. Can he handle it? Is it sized
for
him?
Well, yes, that's the next...
Yeah, it's sized for a... because of who it belongs to. Yeah, it's sized for him.
Okay, it's... No, please, and thank you. And I offer him the staff, of course. That's the thesis statement, right?
Cool. Are you going to take the staff out again?
I will take the staff.
All right, the stats are in roll 20.
Yeah. And I would also like to get 2 vials of the non-corrosive powder.
Okay, to save everybody the trouble, the powder negates one hit from any ooze.
Wait a minute. Is the pink slime, is it alive?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Is the crystal glowing at the moment?
Yes.
So wait. If we throw it on it now, does it hurt the main body?
Yeah, you try that. Let's see what happens.
I was about to say. Please not.
Yeah, after the incident with the exploding water, I'd rather not touch, and the incident with the sword, I would rather not touch this with another magical item.
Are you sure? That sounds like a cool idea to me.
I'm just saying, nails and salt. They go hand in hand.
I was just, right? Just,
oh, no, not the staff.
I wasn't going to touch it with the staff. I'm talking about the salt, the powder.
I feel like you just put it together.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michael is making a face. I feel like you just put something together.
No, I didn't. Okay. I'm just pointing out that, A, you should let sleeping dogs lie, right? Like, if there's a living slime, then we shouldn't... I'm not muted, right? If there's a living slime...
You're not muted!
We, like, throw friggin' dust on it that's gonna piss it off. Also, as I recall, there were a pair of boots that were covered in the same... Yep. Also, they're probably for a smaller person.
Yep.
So why don't we pack a barrel onto the iguana, bring it with us.
No, I agree. No, that would be an excellent idea. What's not an excellent idea is poking the bear, by the way.
Well, if I was going to poke the bear, I'd just throw you in the slime, darling.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. It's, hey, get the boots, by the way. I think that they...
What do we need the boots for?
They might be an anti-ooze thing. They might be magical as well.
Just saying, I pulled a +5 weapon, it looks like, from a barrel. Maybe we should look at the boots, too.
Is there anything else?
I will inspect the boots.
They're just leather boots.
Just leather boots covered in the non-corrosive.
Ogun, will you help me put a barrel on the lizard?
Sure.
Should we do two, one on each side to balance it out?
It's too heavy.
Too heavy. Okay.
It's probably way too heavy. And also, I don't believe these barrels have lids.
Lids.
Okay. So we'll probably have to fashion one. What? That's what Ogun's here for.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
I was going to say roll crafting, and then everybody just turns and looks, and Ogun's like hit the table twice and pulls. There you go. Done.
Also, I've named the lizard Dimitri.
Okay.
Dimitri gonna die tree.
Well, tell we can't kill it.
There's a great many things you can do. So you guys, you load up the lizard. I'm guessing you're moving on.
Yeah, there. It was just the boots, the staff, and the powder stuff.
Yes.
There's nothing else in that house.
There was some spears, like some simple 1d4 damage little javelin spears that were also inside of one of the barrels.
Oh, we could have skewered the lizard with those.
But that's it.
We can pop some of those in the barrel if we want to.
There's a total of 5 of them.
Let's bring them along.
Okay.
Great for spit roasting.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll pop out the food dog as well so he can put a barrel on him.
Okay.
His vegetables are going to need to walk. So.
You guys are taking two. It's called Wendell's Powder, by the way.
Wendell has some really great stuff. Like, I shopped at his, store before. He has some, athlete's foot powder.
Mr. Wendell?
No, just Wendell.
Just Wendell.
Mr. Oh, okay. P.
He's great.
Mr. P to his friends. His first name is Wendell.
He's, the first line of defense against athlete's foot and showers. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm putting on the boots.
Okay. The charge will last for 48 hours before they have to be repowdered.
Okay.
It allows you to water walk on oozes.
Ooh.
I love Logoth having this power moment in the corner. Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door. I'm before you. I'm just saying, guys, whoever was afraid of the oozes before we were afraid of the oozes probably stocked up that shack for it. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm bringing barrels. I'm just saying, if we're going to poke the bear, we'll throw you in it with a barrel.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm moving everybody so I can change maps.
I distribute the food. Since it's just smoked, it's probably only going to last 2 days, you think, Anton?
Yeah, probably.
If it's smoke, yeah, definitely. There's no keeping properties if there's no salt.
Mm-hmm.
Because all it does is just, it pulls out all the water. It will mostly taste like salt, smoke.
Yeah. And will dehydrate the hell out of you.
Well, I've got unlimited water.
Well, we have unlimited water, at least.
Yeah.
So there is that.
And we have a cauldron if we wanted to, make a nice stew.
Oh, I'd say, what would you do without me? But I already know what you would do. You would stick a flaming sword into some ooze and blow yourselves up.
That's very, very true.
With you, we'll just all catch fire.
We would all die.
Only if I aim at you. The only person I aim at right now is Bony Handman.
Mm. Oh, there's a new chapter heading. Hooray! We are officially out of the Dawnstone Temple and beyond. So this is the bridge to the Dawnstone City. You stand at the edge of a massive bridge carved out of natural rock. It looks as much a feat of magic as it does of engineering. Below you, probably close to 60 feet, you see a luminescent pink ooze flowing from horizon to horizon. The air murmurs with whispers, and somewhere, something is saying the number 5. The bridge stretches for at least 50 miles and beyond. That's about as far as you can see in the darkness of the cave, though. Average human, so I've been told, can walk about 30 miles in a day. I would guesstimate, as I have no experience with such things as walking, that you guys could probably travel about 20 miles in a day based on your size. As you're only as fast as your smallest or your slowest person. So you can probably reach the other side of the bridge in about 3.5 days if you walk around 7 hours a day. If you need me to repeat that, I can. I'm just saying, the bridge is hella long, and it's going to take you about 3.5 days to get from one side to the other.
Whee!
The BFB.
Nah, it's a big bridge.
That's force march speed, though.
Yeah, right. Force march speed, yeah.
So we would effectively be killing ourselves if we did that.
If you were hauling ass, yeah.
For game purposes, we would be taking nags. Is that correct?
No, you wouldn't be. That would be the max speed you could go before you take nags. You could go quicker. You could cut it down to 3 days, but you'd be taking nags every 24 hours after the first day. And it would be a D8 roll plus, or D8 roll minus your con modifier.
What's this big yellow thing here, boss?
Because we're talking game weirdness. So day one of travel, you guys are walking along. Around 15 miles away, you see this like this squat dawnstone building coming into view. And as you draw closer to it, you see it's a rectangular building that looks like it's been built out of dawnstone bricks. It does not look like it has been constructed in the same way the temple was or the hut was. It looks more like the way that the hag's dwelling was constructed, out of found bricks that were brought together and made into something. It does have a stone doorway, but it is not a green stone doorway.
I would like to check for traps on the door before anybody walks over there.
You guys are about 15 miles away from it still.
Oh, we are? Oh, yeah. Geez, that's a long way.
The dawnstone is crazy in the dark because it's bright, so it's like looking at a candle in pitch blackness. So you can see it like way out there. Now, you can check for traps with that roll as you guys get closer. But that would involve you actually going up to the door.
Yes.
We could move the party along and say you're at the building. Do you want to stop at the building?
Of course.
I would like to, yeah. Everybody cool with that?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I've been trying out this new thing where I see if I can be very, very careful and see if I can find traps before we go touching anything.
Okay. It does not appear to be a trap. Thank you for letting me say my favorite thing as a story. Also, Nighty.
I tell everybody that it doesn't. It looks okay. Shall I touch the door?
I draw my sword and go, I'm ready for you to open the door.
So I try to open the door.
Okay. Door opens. Inside, you see a stone-shaped bar, a long table made of stone with stools, and in the back of the building, against the far wall, you see a large shelf, floor to ceiling, stretching wall to wall, hugging the back wall, covered in these little 4x4 cubbies, and each of the little cubbies has different bottles with clear liquids in it, dark liquids in it. It essentially looks like the kind of the bar wall in a that you would normally see in like a modern behind the bar area where all the bottles of liquor and such are stored. But this looks like it's just stored against the wall.
I will combat roll then, ready for action, and jump on the table.
All right.
I was really hoping for we went to the giant bridge over the pink stuff T-shirt.
So, like it was a little like a gift shop of some
right,
sort,
like a salted nut roll maybe, or you know, like a Stuckey's.
I crossed the ooze bridge and all I got was a stupid T-shirt.
Right.
Nighty goes, Mativus, feet do not go on a table.
What is the table made of?
Stone. It's just
regular.
It's made of, well, it's made of the same stone that the bridge is,
but it's not green.
No, no.
I'm going to sit down at the table and think of pheasant. See what happens.
Nothing.
Damn it. It worked before.
Oh,
I'm disappointed too.
I'll look behind the bar, see what's knocking around.
So you guys, you're looking behind the bar. Allegan, what are you doing?
I guess I'll just wander in and take a look at all these bottles. Basically just liquors.
Okay. Nydia, what are you doing?
I'm staying by the door.
All right. Logoth?
Yeah, I'll go in. If just for backup. I mean, it just seems like a way station to me. There's probably going to be identical ones all throughout a 3-day journey. on the bridge, is my guess, but I don't know. We'll see.
Ravy?
I'm hanging back with Logoth.
Logoth's inside.
Yeah, I know I'm coming.
Okay. When you get...
I just didn't move my piece before I...
Okay. When you get 10 feet from the door, you get that message I sent you. You have 6 seconds to react.
Let's get out of this room.
Initiative.
Oh!
Ravy, you got plus 10 to your initiative right now. So that would probably put you at 16. It looks like Logoth is going at an 18. Looks like Mativius is going at a 17.
I know this might sound silly. Where's the iguana?
That's a good question, isn't it?
I thought we would attach
outside
with the sea dog, so the sea dog would lead it.
You feel like that would have happened, but it wasn't a declared action. So we'll see what happens. You feel like it would have happened, though. So you might have a benevolent DM. We'll see.
We'll see. Nighty is still outside, so.
Yeah.
I did say I was muted.
And I can't move it.
Logoth, Ravy walks in a hurry and says, "We need to get outside. What's your action?"
Getting the fuck outside.
Okay.
By the way. Or at least, is there anything apparently that is a threat now?
You don't see anything that's a threat.
No, I mean, I'm going to follow my party member's advice.
Okay. Let's move your character.
Yep.
I need to know where you are. Okay. Mativis, what are you doing?
Look around the room looking for a threat.
You don't see a threat, but there does seem to be, looks like lock boxes underneath this bar.
Would I be able to grab my one with my tail and...
Too heavy.
Okay, I'll just go. Come on out, let's go. And jump over.
Alright, so that's where you're at?
Yeah.
Alright. Ravy, what are you doing?
I am going to exit.
Okay.
And I'm next to Logoth.
Alright. Ogun, what are you doing?
She tells me to get out, I'm going to get out.
Okay. Move where you end up. All right, Allegan, I'm sorry, buddy. Your initiative is not where everybody else is. Slightly out of sync with the world that you are in, you can see large blue and white spiders with iridescent eyes. They crawl through the walls, flickering in and out of phase with the environment. You can see parts of them becoming substantial as they move quickly towards you on their 8 sword-like legs. And my turn is to jaunt in, as I am jaunting ethereally.
Phase spiders.
Yep.
What kind of spiders?
Phase spiders.
What kind?
Phase? What?
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Oh.
I get it, Ogun. I get it. I give you.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah, I get attacks right when I roll in. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you both. All right, Allegan. One of the spiders is biting at Allegan. 17 hit.
It does not.
Okay. One of the spiders is biting at Mativis. 16 hit.
It does not.
All right. So that was the 2 attacks. After I jaunt ethereally, I'll be able to do more next turn. That would take us to Allegan. What's your move?
So I got this one next to me, and I got one right near the door.
And one on the table.
One on the table.
Yeah, they're about 10 foot. Like, they're big, big spiders. They don't look like they're all there. They look like some of them, parts of them are made of smoke. Or, you know, just transparent.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try and make it to the door.
Okay. I am going to take an attack of opportunity on you.
Yeah.
20 hit?
No.
Okay.
We don't have disengage in Pathfinder?
Uh-uh.
I think it's like a feat you have to take.
Does a 29 or a 22 hit?
The 29 does.
Okay. So that's going to... Because you had to run past all 3 of them?
Yeah.
So that's going to be... It's the poison that's going to suck. So take 10.
Okay.
And then I'm going to need you to make a fortitude save DC 18.
No.
You fail. All right. Maddie, I'm gonna roll a d4. We'll
okay.
go old school. Evens, it's gonna be a point of constitution damage. Odds, it's gonna be 2 points of constitution damage. You have to make a save every round for the next 8 rounds. Evens. So that was a point of constitution damage. You are down 1 point of con. This is the beginning of an eight round cycle. You are poisoned. Next on the bubble is Nydia.
Okay, so I look around the corner and I see that there is a spider attacking the Tevis. So I step into the doorway so I can get a better vision and I can see three and that there's one pretty close to me.
Right. Everybody sounds real quiet and tense.
Yeah, it's scary. There's creepy spiders in here.
Fucking face spider just bit me.
And when I look at this spider here that's closest to the door, do I see any solid parts of them?
They all have solid parts of them currently, but not all of them are solid.
Okay. Then I would like to try to reach out to a solid part and touch the spider closest to the door.
Okay.
Oh, it's a will save thing. I don't have to see if I hit or not.
Okay, so I'm making a will save to take serious wounds. 12, does that beat what I need to save?
No, you needed a 21.
All right, roll your damage.
It's 14, and I say, This is when Allegan dropped an axe on his foot and cut off 3 toes.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm inflicting serious wounds, and apparently cutting off 3 toes was a very serious wound.
So, yeah, it takes the damage. It doesn't look like it phases it.
Haha, phases.
Next, top of the order. Top of the order is Logoth.
So if everybody's getting in the fray, I'm getting in the fray, by the way. Come in, move, and draw the void blade.
Okay, the Tevis.
I already have my sword drawn, so I will just attack.
Alright, roll it.
This one in front of me.
Okay.
Boom.
That will hit for 13 points. You slice into it. Looks like you found a part of it that wasn't phased out of reality. That would be Ravy. What's your move?
I'm going to come back into the room. I'm going to set myself here, and I'm going to cast a fireball.
Okay. At
the one that's across from Metivius.
All right, the one on the table?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Don't worry, I have better aim these days.
Oh, it's a reflex save.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I thought it was a 28.
I would have gotten excited too. Let's see. So,
do I have to make this reflex save?
My reflex is a little better. It phases out, so the fire hits, erupts, and the spider just happens to not be in sync with reality at the time that the flames go off. Ogun.
It still takes half damage, doesn't it?
No, it's jaunting. Reflex save means it's out of phase with reality. It's not taking magical or flame based.
Yeah, and also it has the whole
ethereal joint.
Spell resistance, yes.
Yes. Oh, nice one. Ogun drops neutralized poison on Allegan. So that means, Maddie, I will disregard the rest of these. Yeah, because 8 rounds of constitution loss.
Yeah, that...
At a minimum, you would have lost 8 points of con.
Yeah, I figure I better get him now before he got any worse.
Yeah, if he rolled ones every time, he would have lost 8 points of con. So then we're going to be at... That was a good one. Allegan, what are you doing other than feeling a little sick?
Fucking face spiders.
And y'all are lucky they didn't get sneak attacks. You got a certain bookworm to thank for that. Because sneak attacks automatically inject.
Yeah, why not? I'm going to try summoning my 2 orbs of ball lightning over top this guy here.
You need line of sight? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to step up. So yeah, you get a reflex save for that.
26.
That makes it. You actually need a second one.
21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, you're not taking half.
Nope, because I'm jaunting. there was a point in time where this encounter involved two-legged creatures. I felt like being gentle. That would be 90.
Okay, so then I reach out at this spider by the door, and I touch them. They need to do a will save of 19 or better. And now those three toes that got cut off are going to bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed. Touch of bloodletting.
Oh, crazed. So I lose, causes the existing wound to bleed for what? How much damage?
It's just going to be one point of bleed damage each round.
Okay. So I'll keep track of that.
But they're exhausted too, right?
Yeah, they
are exhausted for the duration. So they move at half speed, can't run or charge, and take a -6 penalty to strength and dex.
Jeez Louise, okay.
Yeah, that's my turn. Yep.
Yeah, that puts me top of the order. I'm just leaving. That one that you inflicted the bleed damage on, it doesn't have time for that. It's a spider. You're making it bleed. It's like, fuck this, I'm gone. These two, however, are very happy with the situation. That is a delicious looking monkey morsel right there. 24 hit?
Yeah.
14 hit?
Nope.
Okay.
Fortitude, is it?
Yeah, hold on. So, max damage, nice. So take 12 as it just bites right into your shoulder. You're gonna need to make fortitude save DC 18. Oh, made it. You feel like your monkey fur just wicked the poison out before it injected. So he got you real good with his both fangs, but he wasn't able to inject his poison.
I just kind of look him dead in the eye as I like squeeze my arm and the poison pops out.
Nice. Just dead in two of your two eyes against his eight.
Yeah.
How that works. Gotcha. And just push the poison out of your body. Logoth, that's you.
Okay. So is the doorway large enough for the spiders to get out of?
They're face spiders.
No. Okay. Fair enough. Dumb question. I think we should regroup, but since I don't know that that's going to happen, move through a friendly space. 1, 2, 3, and I should be flanking the spider at this point, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And I will attack. What are you laughing at? Is it phasing out right now?
No, there's just phase spiders, man. I mean, they're not. You guys are alive on round 3 of a fight with 3 phase spiders. You need to understand that's a hell of an accomplishment, like just out the gate.
How the hell did so many dice come out of that?
Because you got 2 attacks. So the 8 damage, 1 is regular damage. Damage 2 is negative. Or the second damage is negative energy. Yeah, but it doesn't show me what the roll to hit is. It just shows me.
This is not attack number 1. This is the roll 17.
And oh, I see it now. Okay, gotcha.
Attack number 2 is the 12, so the first one probably hit, and the second one probably didn't.
Looks like the first one hits right on the nose. So you do 8 points of damage and 3 points of negative energy.
Oh, so they do take physical attack energy or damage?
Yeah, if you can hit them, you're hitting the parts of them that are still phased in with reality. So they do take physical damage. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, face spiders are nasty buggers, though, because if they make reflex saves, they don't take half. Like, they don't save for half because they have spell resistance, too. So they're just like, meh, whatevs. They're nice little monsters. That was good job. Ravy, what's your plan?
Plan is not to die.
That's a good plan.
Let's stick to that plan.
We're going to go with... We're going to try a little Scorching Ray.
Nice. 14 to hit. Is it, what are you trying to hit? My touch AC?
I believe so.
Yes, I think it's touch, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you do hit my touch AC.
Yes.
So that's going to be 13 fire, 16 fire. Jeez Louise, the one on the table?
Yes.
All right.
Woohoo! Yay, Ravy!
Yeah, that's gonna hurt. That's gonna leave a hell of a mark.
Since the last one was like, oh, here, let me phase out of the way of your fireball. I have reflex.
The last one didn't want to deal with it at all.
And it's me next?
That would be... Nope, it's Ogun next. No, I skipped Mativis. I'm sorry. It is you, man.
Don't skip my monkey samurai over here.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
Sorry, Mativis.
I got excited. Well, yeah, I was looking at the chart, and I'm like, oof.
I thought you had gone, and I was just like, oh, okay, I'm back.
The fact he made a save against Fae Spider Poison with no magic in play is just badass. Like, that's some good shit.
All right. Yeah, so I'm just going to tackle on the table again.
Okay. That'll hit, and that'll kill it. You slice through it, and its blood goes to spray on you and phases out of reality as it hits you and then splatters onto the spider behind you as it phases back into reality.
I will turn around and just point my sword at the other one.
That one is...
And like one motion as a uppercut.
Right.
Round.
Taking it out. Okay, so now we are on to Ogun. What's your plan, man?
Are you coming in the room?
Chaos Hammer.
Chaos. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can cast it from outside the room. I don't need it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. 100 feet?
Yeah, Chaos Hammer is a no
plus 10, plus 10 foot per level. So that's
I believe episode 11 is when we discussed the magicness of Ishmael the Sheep and the fact that
that's right.
He is one of the only beings that does not take damage from Chaos Hammer.
Well, it's a 20-foot radius, too, so I can hit that big one behind the bar without hurting my monkey buddy, I think.
Yeah. And will partial.
Thanks,
so.
Thor.
That is a hell of a fit.
I ain't messing around.
I'm lawful, so...
Does the immigrant sound...
I'm awful, so...
I'm lawful, so I'm taking some damage. 1d8 points of damage for two caster levels, maximum 5. I fail my save. I can't even make my save.
Okay, so I'm level 8, so that gives me 4d8, right?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, Jesus. All right.
So, that's it? 11?
Hey, awesome. That's 11. You dropped a Chaos Hammer. Always a good time. As a hammer of pure chaotic energy rips out of
the
sky.
I'm all about the hammers.
I like it. It's a good spell.
I do more damage than that, but that's all right.
Nah, still, it's a good spell. That brings us to Allian. What are you doing, man?
Can I tell, is the phasing ability spell-like in nature?
No. Natural.
It is natural? Okay.
So, yeah, they're not cast characters. That's natural.
Okay. So then, yeah, the only thing I really got is a magic missile from my daily allotment.
That's 14 force damage, right?
Yeah.
Because there ain't no dodge against the magic missile. You just get hit. So that puts me at Nydia.
So how bloody is this thing looking?
Doesn't look bloody.
Okay. Then I am going to put my feet on top of the table where they don't belong. And I'm going to reach down and touch Tevis and give him resistant. He has a plus one to bonus to saves.
Nice. Thank you.
And then I will step down behind the table for now.
Okay.
Even though I know the spider can phase through the table, it makes me feel better.
As long as it makes you feel better, that'd be top of the order. That's me. I leave.
Am I going to attack of opportunity?
I mean, no, because I...
No, he phases.
I phase the spider. I just leave.
I'm out.
That would be Logoth. What's your move?
I am really tempted to check out this room, but we've got two active bogeys going on right now. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're doing, right? So I guess I'm asking for party cohesion at this point.
I will shout out, there are lockboxes behind the bar.
I really don't feel like we need to shout right now. We have no apparent threat.
Mativis, I'll grab it with you, and we can run out together.
Yep.
All right, that's Mativis and Logos turns. Ravy?
I am going to...
I'm limiting you guys for 6 seconds, because something is happening.
Jesus Christ, let's get out of this room!
Sounds good.
Jim? What's Ogun doing?
Holding our withholding action, waiting to see what happens.
Okay. Allegan?
I'm going to keep my back against Ogun and shuffle off to the side out of the doorway.
All right. Nydia?
I moved behind the counter where Mativa showed me the thing and grabbing it with him to start running out.
Okay.
I can go.
All right, now here's a question.
To there. I can reach there.
Mativas.
Yep.
You said that the lizard was tied to the food dog?
Yeah.
Well, I would assume we would have done it, but...
No, I mean, that's my question is, either he is or he isn't. I just need to know for purposes of things that have been happening.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Then your food dog isn't gone.
Oh!
Because what has been happening is, if everybody scrolls down to the bottom of the map, is the first spider that left came and picked up the lizard, was fighting it. I was rolling off table. That's why I kept looking down. Killed it. And dragged it away, and now it's on this turn, it would get far enough away that you guys couldn't stop it regardless. So that's why I was asking, because it was tied to the food dog, he would have taken the food dog with him.
Hey,
just wrapped it
up. I brought up the thing in the first place.
Yeah, so now you guys are out of initiative. But that's why I was asking, because I'm like, but I didn't want to be like, hey, is the lizard tied to the food dog? And you'd be like, sure. And then I'm like, because then people would start looking around, and I'm like, nobody's outside, you're not seeing it, I don't want to like...
Yeah.
So on the bright
side, I'm just saying it did take the barrel. Then, if it was fighting the,
there's a barrel on the food dog side.
So we got the spears and the barrel.
So our spears and that barrel are gone.
But
the spears were packed less, so they would be on the food dog.
Oh, I thought you kept them in the barrel. That's fine. You can keep the spears, but the barrel is gone. And
no, there was multiple barrels, weren't there?
Did you put one on the food dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Then, yeah, you have a barrel still.
Okay, so yeah, a barrel with the spears, because we packed those last.
It's awesome. You got it, then. The lock boxes, when you pick them up, they're weightless.
Well, but I thought it was too heavy for Mativas to pick up.
No, they look too heavy. He asked if he could pick them up with his tail, and I said they look too heavy.
I'll pick up three of them.
We
one
shake it.
And then one on the tail.
Yeah. Hey, we survived a fight with phase spiders. I'm
marking. Yeah, no, you guys survived a fight with phase spiders.
That's a W for me, man.
That's fucking awesome, guys. That's really great.
Also, we shouldn't assume there's nothing inside them just because they're weightless.
Yeah, that was my thought, too.
Scrolls don't weigh a lot.
How many are there, by the way?
There was four in total.
Yeah, so I got three run out.
Okay.
Then I'll take one of them then.
And ladies.
If I could sit on the food dog, I could try some using my dexterous fingers to try to open them up, open them up in case they're locked.
I dropped on my knees and just screamed, Dimitri!
No, not Dimitri!
Does anyone need further healing?
I am down 12 points.
Okay. I can help you.
I think I need to readjust some hit points.
Yeah, because that's permanent constitution loss.
That's why I wanted to get him quick.
He lost perm back when...
That's why I didn't wait to... yeah.
I did not realize that was going on.
Greater restore, wish, or miracle is the only thing that's going to bring it back. That's some no-joke poison. That's why I was like, wow, you guys are... Yeah, I run no-shit-fade spiders. Anything that giants...
You got 12 back, Mativas.
That's exactly what I needed.
Oh, it works out great. I picked the right spell.
Yeah, in Maya, anything that jaunts will... That's some stuff that'll get you. I am impressed that you guys survived that fight. I thought I'd get at least two dead. I really did. So you guys... that's impressive. Ravy, that voice heals you for a D4.
Okay.
So I'll let you roll that.
Voice does it?
No.
No. Nothing. She just seems energized.
I'm very excited.
And
okay, I got a one. Woo. What was the damage that I originally took? Because I think I was out of the room, and I believe that was when the spiders were like gnawing at everybody.
I don't know if you took any at all. I'm just saying that after that encounter, you get a D4 of healing back.
Cool. I'm to full. Thank you, D4.
Thank you, my D4.
And I'm going to use my Elemental Ray ability to get myself some...
I could do that for you.
Some hit points.
Or not. Okay.
I got it. I'm good.
I was going to say, I still have some healing spells, too, if you need them.
We have a lot of healers in this group.
Yeah, I it's funny because that was one of the reasons I picked a cleric, because I didn't think there were any healers in the group.
I'm messing with the map, by the way.
Yeah.
So, just so
well, that's know. I've got this ability called Elemental Ray that lets me shoot, like, a ray of whatever element, and I hardly ever use it. So it's a good little backup.
What is your plan after you move past the bar?
I'm going to open those lock boxes before I forget about them.
Do you get all the lock boxes open and you find nothing inside of any of them?
Do I find any trap panels?
You do not.
Okay. Or, I mean, false panels. All right. They're garbage, Mativis.
I think everything here is garbage.
Since they looked heavy and are not heavy, I'm going to test putting some of that powder in it and see if it's still light, just to see if they're enchanted.
Yes. When you put stuff in it, you can probably fit about 5 pounds in each of the boxes, and they retain their lack of weight.
Okay.
These are useful boxes. I put them on the food dog.
Yeah. Tie them onto the food dog, replace the
barrels. Wait a minute, open the box again and make sure the powder's still in there.
Good call. I should have done that. That was such a dick move. I didn't think of it. Damn it.
So are they?
Yes, the powder's still
in there. I think it's there. Okay.
Good. Okay.
That would have been funny. And the powder's gone. Oh, no.
You're the DM. You could change your mind.
I adhere to
rules. Come travel the magicians with these boxes if that was the case.
Yeah. I believe in risk and reward just as much as I push it on you guys.
All right, then I'm ready to move on.
Awesome. Yeah. That phase spider's fight made me really happy. You guys survived it. I'm pumped. Okay, so you guys travel for the rest of what would be a reasonable amount of time, like a day, and still have encountered nothing. What's currently on the map, you actually aren't there yet. You're just walking across this bridge, this giant, long bridge. I assume you camp for the night. And if you set up watches and do your reading and everything, unless there's any definitive combination or anything that you wish to have, we can just jump to the next day.
I was going to try and do research about Kendril and the Green Queen.
In what? Spellbook. Ah, in the notebook.
Yes.
Okay. Who's on watch with Matt? Who's on watch with Allegan?
I'd either be doing first or third.
I can.
I'll take it. Oh, you want a date? Yeah, fine.
If Allegan's researching that, that seems like something.
Somebody's gonna be watching the dragon.
I'd be interested.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody needs to be watching the dragon.
Oh yeah, Oh yeah.
Okay, so you'll be keeping the dragon distracted while Allegan's able to read. Yeah. Is what I'm asking. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Allegan's reading through his sketchbook or his spell book, and he's flipping through pages and You start to come across information that references Kendril and the fact that she started working with a bunch of bards and creating an awe song, like something to be in awe of, like you're in awe of a thing or a person. And that awe song was used to start to entrance certain casters in order to bend their will. But it doesn't necessarily go into how or what those casters were bent to do. But you do kind of pull out a lot of notes about this awe song.
Is there any cross-reference between the awe song and the Green Queen, or the awe song and...
Nah.
Laria?
No.
Okay.
No mention of Laria whatsoever.
Or Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren the Spell Thief.
Lauren. Yeah.
Spell stealer. Yeah, no mention of her anywhere in the book that you've ever
seen.
Not
surprised. Okay.
That's what you pull out of that.
Yeah. And I'll relay that information to you, Nadia.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for looking into that. But you can tell I'm visibly disappointed at not having some more information.
That's a lot of info.
Yeah, that's true. That still seems like it's something that a spell stealer might do.
Very true. But I can't find any reference to what the purpose or end result of the song was supposed to be. But maybe further research, maybe we can find something else. We'll keep it in mind and hopefully we can make a connection later on.
Yeah. Is there anything else you've been thinking about? I mean, we just learned a ton of stuff from those three hags.
I mean, the sickness is not learning that is not really the sickness was created to fight whatever was happening to that stag.
The hag blight.
Yeah.
And it being a blight makes it seem like the
pestilence.
Pestilence. That seems like a pestilence thing, too.
Right, which is why I was thinking that Lauren was summoned and either just took the powers of pestilence or somehow convinced Kavagar to let her take it. And then she went off and created this hag blight and is now uniting all the hags for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But why would the Archon be friends with the Green Queen?
I don't know that they are. I think they just, to them, a hag is a hag.
Don't they hate hags? It seemed like they were working with the Green Queen. Am I making that up?
What, the Archons?
Yeah, that the Archons maybe were working with the Green Queen.
No, I think they found a couple of hags and they just jumped to conclusions.
They didn't attack me, though. They were after those three, and they were...
Oh, man, I wish I wasn't asleep.
It seemed like they were maybe after something that maybe the hags had.
I don't think I saw any of the... Well, except for hearing the one talk about war, I don't think I saw any of the...
Okay.
The war memorabilia.
Maybe we can talk about it all together on our walk, since this is going to take forever to get anywhere now that we don't have mounts.
All right, let's bring it up with everybody tomorrow.
Yeah. I continue playing with Anu.
Okay. Anu is running around. Is looking rather spry, having a good time.
They're not an inanimate object.
Okay, they are having a good time. That works. They run back to you, and they look at you, and they look at Allegan, and Draconic. You clearly hear the word druid, and then. They run off, and they run back, and they just kind of babble and burble and draconic, making nonsensical sounds.
They said druid, Allegan. Their first word.
I heard.
Do you speak draconic?
Yeah.
Okay, then you heard. There you go.
Yeah.
Does it look like they are trying to lead us somewhere?
No. Just looks like they're playing.
Maybe they want to eat you.
That's a very distinct possibility. It's a baby black dragon. Okay, so the rest of the watch goes without a hitch. You guys wake up the next morning. Baby's sound asleep, hanging in its little bat form.
I tell you all about their first word. And also what we were talking about before they said druid. I don't know if there's a connection to what we were saying.
Well, I just wanted to interject that when we talked to the hags, it said some hags didn't bend the knee. To the Green Queen.
That is.
That some did, but some didn't. And there was like a schism there.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to interject that when you guys were talking before, but I was asleep, so.
You dreamed about it. But that's true. That's another connection. And I hope I'm not just making connections where they're not at.
So you guys are up and traveling. The second day of travel wears on you. You still hear this strong murmuring. Everybody at Ravy is uncomfortable. It's not doing damage to you, but it's just making you uneasy. Ravy, you feel better than ever. You're probably getting at least plus one to all your checks right now. Every now and again, everybody hears the number five whispered. And you travel along.
I look over the corner at the edge of the bridge at one point, and I say, you know, I could maybe cast aphasia on this thing and see if it stops the voices.
Maybe we should just keep walking.
I kind of am going with Logos as far as letting sleeping dogs lie, if possible.
I was going to say, we're on a bridge over all this stuff. We don't want to accidentally set it off.
Yeah, he's been in a mirror for God knows how long. Does he even know what a dog is?
They didn't have dogs, they had mammoths.
Back in my day.
to describe to you guys and our listeners, the size of this ocean of goo, it would be akin to walking on a bridge that went from the east coast of the United States to Europe, if the entire ocean in between was made of ooze. That's essentially what it looks like right now with you guys walking across it. So it's massive, like horizon to horizon. You're just seeing pink above you. The, you know, way, way, way far up, you're seeing the roof of this massive cavern, and all you see in front of you and behind you stretching out to the horizons is this bridge. So it's kind of an isolating feeling, but it's just different. It's nothing you've ever experienced before. Oh. As you're traveling, you see in the distance a Dawnstone building that runs the width of the bridge. The building shoots up close to 30 feet into the air, and after about 30 feet, it begins to turn into a spire. And the spire twists into almost like a helix pattern that ends at a point, making the entire structure about 90 feet. As you get up on it, you see that there's a small door on the front carved out of dawnstone. Another strange thing you notice is along the sides of the building, where it touches the bridge, there are large chunks of fungus that look like they've somehow been nailed into the wall, and they're holding these big vine-like ropes that stretch all the way down into the slowly moving sea of ooze below you.
Don't touch that. I want to check the door.
Okay.
For traps.
It does not appear to be trapped.
I tuck the dragon in behind me.
Okay. What's everybody else doing?
I'll be there for backup.
Okay.
I'll move to the side. Yeah.
I will go with them.
Okay.
I shall turn to as well.
Oh, we do.
I have also developed a phobia, you guys may have noticed, of trying to keep my back to somebody.
Ravy, play.
Why? You think I'm a little weird? Just kidding. Walk over here.
Gotcha. All right, what's the plan? Nobody's messing with the vine ropes?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Okay.
You could cut them.
Fungal vine ropes?
No, yeah, they're fungal vine ropes.
We could cut them, but I don't want to go down them.
Oh, that's fine.
Allegan, you've got boots on.
You don't have to touch them. It's not, I was just asking a question, making sure nobody was messing with
that. I'm saying that to the party.
Oh, you guys have skipped 15 pages of content by not doing certain things just in this game session alone.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
That's for the next party to find.
Yeah, it's I'm good. I'm good with you guys making whatever decisions you want to make.
Yeah,
the great grandchildren of the old one can discover that later.
Yeah,
I think I'm actually past due to refill my boots.
Does Mativus look what?
I said, does the fungus look sickness related?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's a good point.
Not interested then.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to...
Thanks, Captain of the Guard. So, jiggle the thingy to test the doorknob. See if
it doesn't have a knob. It's just a push door.
Okay. All right, then I push it.
All right, so I'm going to reveal the inside of this place.
Ah, hockey and shark.
I see sharks and cupcakes. Mushroom cupcakes.
Mmm, cupcakes in charge.
Okay. All right. The room is large and full of all manner of strange things. There's a large table, at least 20 by 30. It sits covered in various jars, bags, and piles of random objects. A large 5 foot by 5 foot section has been cleared away, mostly, of the paraphernalia that's on it. And there's a strange circle drawn on it in the languages of magic. There is a butchered, strange looking aquatic creature with a kind of transparent pink and green, or pink and blue skin that looks like it's been recently butchered. It has a couple of knives stuck into it. There is a pile in the far corner. There is a pile of mold and fungus that is massive, and it looks like somebody has made like a little nest. There are four barrels with brightly colored fluid in them. You can't really see what's over in this area, but there's an alcove. And there's a door here. And you can kind of make out a door here.